ICC prosecutor on GOP threats of sanctions. Ending support, those are hotheads. We've had positive work with Biden. By Ian Henchett on May 21, 2024. During an interview aired on Monday's edition of CNN International's Amanpour, International Criminal Court, ICC, prosecutor Karim Khan reacted to threats from some Senate Republicans to end American support for the ICC, sanction the court's employees and associates, and bar them and their families from the U.S. if they go after Israel by stating that there are hotheads everywhere. But the good news is, I think, for the last 2.5 years, we've had very positive engagement with the Biden administration in the United States. Host Christiane Amanpour asked, recently, when word came out that this may be happening at some point, U.S. senators and U.S. congresspeople, mostly Republicans, wrote you a letter signed by Sen.S. Tom Cotton, R.R., Mitch McConnell, R.K.Y., Ted Cruz, R.T.X., Marco Rubio, R.F.L., and others. This is the quote, "Target Israel and we will target you. If you move forward with the measures indicated in the report, we will move to end all American support for the ICC, sanction your employees and associates, and bar you and your families from the United States. You have been warned. Is that a threat?" Khan answered, "I think that's the plain meaning of it in English. But there are hotheads everywhere, and there are people that are mature statesmen and stateswomen and leaders. There are those that have fidelity to something greater than themselves, whether it's their constitutions, but ultimately, it's the rule of law. The good news is, I think, for the last 2.5 years, we've had very positive engagement with the Biden administration in the United States." He continued, "We're working across a range of situations, whether it's in Ukraine or Darfur. And I've said to distinguished members on the Hill and to the administration that Rome Statute values are quintessential American values. It's against bullying. It's against the untrammeled power against the most vulnerable. It's the rights, the dignity of the individual, it's the protection of babies. These are fundamental American values that should engender bipartisan support. Now, of course, this situation, unfortunately, lies on the San Andreas fault of international politics and strategic interests. And, of course, I've had some elected leaders speak to me and be very blunt. This court is built for Africa and for thugs like Putin," was what one senior leader told me. "We don't view it like that. This court is the legacy of Nuremberg. This court is a sad indictment of humanity. This court should be the triumph of law over power and brute force. Grab what you can, take what you want, do what you will. And we're going to simply be, we're not going to be dissuaded by threats or any other activities. Because, in the end, we have to fulfill our responsibilities as prosecutors, as the men and women of the office, as judges, as the registry, to something bigger than ourselves, which is the fidelity to justice. And we're not going to be swayed by the different types of threats, some of which are public, and some maybe are not." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter @IanHenchett.